Grey's Anatomy stars push birth control in panic-laden PSA. If you are pregnant and don't want to be, you have very little time. By Warner Todd Houston on May 20, 2022. You need to learn as soon as possible if you're pregnant. The stars of the Disney-owned ABC medical drama Grey's Anatomy warn in panic-filled PSA urging women to get birth control, because time is of the essence with the law. In light of the leak of the U.S. Supreme Court's draft decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade, stars Ellen Pompeo, Chandra Wilson, Kevin McKidd, Kim Raver, Kelly McCreary, Katerina Scorson and Kate Burton gathered to remind women to take measures to avoid getting pregnant. The PSA reminding women that they can get pregnant the first time you have sex. And you can get pregnant if you don't consent was made to promote the Bedside or Birth Control Support Network, a group that helps women between 18 to 29 to get birth control. The stars each appear on the screen to urge young women to get on any reliable birth control before Chandra Wilson appears to blast the Supreme Court, saying every 4 to 5 weeks may seem like a lot, but time is of the essence with the law. If you find out you are pregnant and do not want to be, you have very little time, McKidd adds. This is a terrible time, and everyone is afraid. But option keep the woman powerful, Pompeo insists. Hollywood continues to react with wild alarm over the leaking of the High Court's draft opinion which does not, in fact, make either abortion or birth control illegal but instead takes abortion out of the federal courts and returns control over the issue to state legislatures. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion, the draft ruling says. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. Despite the facts of the case, Hollywood continues to push false notions about the draft decision. Pop star John Legend, for instance, hyperbolically claimed that democracy would somehow end if Roe is overturned. Law and Order, SVU star Mariska Hargitay railed against the draft on her Instagram account. And a large number of celebs hit the streets and joined protests over the coming SCOTUS decision. Other celebrities urged people to protest Supreme Court justices in an effort to intimidate them into changing their yes vote on the draft decision. ABC's The View host Joy Behar, for one, urged people to attack justices at their homes and said it gave them a taste of what it feels like to lose your freedom of choice. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.